Erev Shabbos, Kodesh, Parshas Chayisara, Tavshanayin Zayin. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha, the first Pasuk, Perichav Gimel, Pasuk Aleph, Vayiyu Chayisara, Mea Shana, Ve'esm Shana, Ve'sheva Shana, Shnei Chayisara. The Torah tells us that Sarah lived for 127 years, breaking down 127, and at the end, the Torah sums it up, these are the years of Sarah. Rashi tells us, Shnei Chayisara, Kulam Shavim L'Toyva. All of her years were equal, they were all good. Every single day, every single year, every month was good. One could ask a very obvious question. If we go through Sarah's life, even what the Torah tells us that we know of, we know that Sarah had a very difficult life. We know that Sarah was barren for many, many years until she was 90. We know that she was taken by two corrupt kings. We know that she had problems in Sarus with Hagar, Ishmael. Wasn't such an easy life for Sarah. So why does Rashi tell us Kulam Shavim L'Toyva? They were all good. Perhaps we can answer with two famous Gemaras. We know the story of Rabbi Akiva and Brachas Daf Samach Amabez. The Gemara tells us of the story where Rabbi Akiva came to a city and he said that when he came to the city, he looked for lodging. No one would let him in. All he had in his hand was a nair, was a candle, a tarnagol, a chicken, and a chamor, and a donkey. In the middle of the night, while he was lodging outside the city in the forest, a wind came and snuffed out the light. A cat came and ate the chicken. A lion came and ate the donkey. Each time one of these things happened, Rabbi Akiva said, "Kol man da'avid rachmano l'tav avid." Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for the good. The next day, as the Gemara tells us, he found out that a band of robbers had come to the city and totally destroyed the city, killed everybody. If he had had the candle, they may have seen the candle. If he had had the chicken, they may have heard the chicken and it's making noise. Same going for the chamor, for the donkey. We find another story with Nachum Ish Gamzu. The Gemara tells us in Tainus Daf Chaf Aleph that Nachum Ish Gamzu used to say Gamzu L'Toyva. He was once sent as a shliach of the Klal Yisrael to go to the Caesar with a chest full of rare and precious diamonds and stones to give as a present. And we know that in the middle of the night it was stolen. And they put in its place sand and dirt. He took it to the king, and the king was initially extremely insulted. But then he showed them, Eliyahu Navi came, they threw it into the air, and it turned into arrows and swords, and they were able to beat their opponents. At that time, the Gemara says, when Nachum Ish Gamzu realized that what had happened to him in the hotel, he said, Gamzu L'Toyva. Sfar Makdoshim, the Ben Paris Yosef, tells us that there's a difference between Komad Avrachmana L'Tav Avid and Gamzu L'Toyva. Komad Avrachmana means the person says, whatever happens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for the best. That means that we don't necessarily see right now how good it is. Gamzu L'Toyva means that right now I know that it's for the good. I don't need to wait later on to see that it's going to turn into something good, but even right now we know that this is something which is excellent, which is great, which is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants and is going to turn out for the good. That's a very high madrega. Not to say that one was higher than the other, but the madrega of Gamzu L'Toyva, says the Ben Paris Yosef, it seems to be a higher level of emunah that a person is able to see during his tzara, during the things that are happening, that whatever is happening is good right now. Perhaps we can say that is what the remez is in the pasuk of Kulam Shavim L'Toyva. Sarah Imenu, even though she had so much tzar, not everything was so happy and hunky-dory, as we say, but it wasn't the b'china of Koman D'Avid Rachmano L'Tavid, but it was the madrega of Gamzu L'Toyva. Even at the time where she was going through tzaras, she was able to say Gamzu L'Toyva. This is good. And this is what Rashi means. And Rashi says, Kulam Shavim L'Toyva. All of the years that she lived were Kulam Shavim L'Toyva. That was her motto. That was something that she would always say, Kulam Shavim L'Toyva. It's good right now. Whatever I'm going through is the right thing, is the best thing. And not only is that, but it's a good thing. It's good right now because this is the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the kayach that no matter what we go through, we should at least be able to say Kol Ma'aviv Rachmana L'Tav Avid, and keep in mind that we want to get to that Madrega where we're able to realize that Gamzu L'Tayva, what's happening right now, is good. A good Shabbos.